reservations and get you a pavilion, you know, just, but we would have big parties down there, and a lot of times what we done was we would divide up, the girls would bring certain things, and the boys always had to bring the drinks, which was cocoas and that type thing. Never any alcohol, never. We didn't have anyone slipping drinks in and that type thing. And we would go on a truck bed. Somebody's family had a truck. They would put hay in the bottom, in the floor of that truck in the back, and we would all pile into that thing and go down to this park and have our picnic and play like children in the swings and the type thing, you know. And we done that quite a bit in that class, and we got so big until they decided to divide us up. And when they did, the class completely
dwindled away.
Everybody just quit going, because we were all the same, practically the same ages, and we just enjoyed being together. I think that's one thing that the churches do today that is, I think, a mistake, is to, when you reach a certain age, you have to go up, you know, you have to move up on your classes in Sunday school. And I think that's a mistake, because I know that we had people coming to our Sunday school class that had never been to church, and they were coming and staying for church. And then when that happened, you know, it wasn't there anymore. It was, and we had one girl that belonged to the Methodist church, but she come down and went to Sunday school with us. And then she would leave and go back up to the Methodist church when Sunday school was over. We had quite, you know, it was quite a big class, and I know it was big, but it just dwindled away.
Yeah. Now, do you all have children of your own?
Yes, I do. Libby has a son.
I have one son, but he's deceased. Kenneth. He was a fireman, and he was a EMT, and he had his own business and everything. And he went to up to the fire station one night, and he went home, and they found him the next morning. He was 37. I can't remember the dates that's connected with him, but I think he was 37. And, so I just had the one.
Yeah. I had two children. One lives in Orlando, Lynn, and one lives up in Cherokee, Chuck. That's their names. Yeah. We've given them. Lynn's name is Evelyn, and Chuck's name is Charles. But we don't go by that.
Okay. Now, when you were in school, you went to one school, and I'm assuming this was prior to integration. But integration,
yes,
must have happened when your children,
yes,
were in school. How did that go in this community? Was it?
I think Roswell and Alpharetta went real well.
They went well, but they didn't accept it well.
Well, there was really no problem there. I mean, they didn't fight and that type thing. They just,
we had good black people here.
Yes.
We had good
both
people.
Roswell and Alpharetta.
They